If you're just joining us, this is All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. And this is what NPR sounded like 10 years ago this week.
The wait is finally over for architect Frank Gehry, for the musicians and staff of the LA Philharmonic, and for all of Los Angeles. Tonight, for the first time in public, the orchestra plays its magnificent new instrument, Walt Disney Concert Hall.
That's KUSC's Gail Eichenthal, along with Performance Today's Fred Child from the broadcast booth at the freshly minted Disney Hall back in 2003. From day one, the city marveled at its curving, swaying, almost dancing facade.
It's become a symbol of L.A. already. It became one almost overnight.
That's Mark Swed. He covers the city's classical music scene for the L.A. Times. Architect Frank Gehry worked wonders with the structure, but music aficionados give special credit to the man who designed the acoustics, Yasuhisa Toyoda.
People come there, and they just don't realize what things can sound like. On the first night, they ended with Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. And the fact is, you just could sense not only what every individual instrument was doing, and it felt like it was very close to you, but the combination of them. You got all of the colors and all of the amazing nuances, but then you just got the big physical impact where it felt like the bass was coming through the floor right into your soles of your feet.
And at Disney Hall, the acoustics are so good they even capture the audience. Every cough, every candy wrapper, it resounds through the hall.
And interestingly enough, audiences learned extremely quickly about that. And it's made for much, much better audiences because you notice it.
And here's how disciplined they are now. For the 10th anniversary gala, music director Gustavo Dudamel began with John Cage's 4:33, a completely silent piece. All the musicians sit basically motionless for 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
It's all about being in the environment you're in. But everybody was so quiet. There was almost nothing to hear. Everyone was so respectful. We're all so used to just being quiet in there.
As Mark Swed mentioned, Frank Gehry's undulating design has become a landmark in Los Angeles. But not many people know what Disney Hall could have been had it not been for early budget cuts.
They took away the cafe from him. They don't light it well. You wouldn't think of not lighting the Arc de Triomphe well. He chose the steel specifically for its reflective qualities because his idea was you would project the concert on the skin of the hall as it was going on. Distorted and everything else, but there would be a giant Dudamel conducting away, and they've never done that.
Any chance that might happen? That sounds pretty
everybody,
cool.
I'm after them to do it. Other people are. It's not cheap, but it would be amazing.
Still, Disney Hall was an instant success and has remained so. And that stands in stark contrast to some of the depressing headlines about classical performance across the country, lockouts at the Minnesota Orchestra, or the bankruptcy of the New York City Opera. Again, music writer Mark Swed.
With a new hall, and especially with Disney Hall, you have a year or two where you're going to sell out every concert because people just want to see it. And then you've got to find a way to hook people. And one of the ways the LA Phil hooked people was with new music.
I always say that LA is a place of the new tradition, of new things.
You take more risks.
Well, we are crazy people.
That's the LA Philharmonic's wild-haired Venezuelan music director, Gustavo Dudamel. He took over in 2009 and brought a youthful energy and unmistakable star power. And oddly enough, he's bucking the nationwide trend of offering only the tried and true favorites like Mozart and Bach. Dudamel thrives on introducing audiences to new composers.
It's really interesting because in the new music programs, we have good audience. Where in other places, they feel like they will not connect with that music.
It's a legacy that goes back to his predecessor, Esa-Pekka Solonen. His dedication to new music paid off in more than just ticket sales. In 2005, the LA Philharmonic gave the first performance of one of the most important works of the last decade, the Neruda songs. Again, Mark Swed.
Peter Lieberson wrote these songs for his wife, Lorraine Hunt Lieberson, who was an amazing mezzo-soprano, just at the height of her powers. She also had cancer and was dying, and nobody quite knew how bad things were at that point. But these are songs that were very personal, and it's really become one of the best known and most popular new classical pieces from this century.
These days, Disney Hall routinely packs them in with new music on the schedule, whether tucked in between Debussy and Beethoven, or standing alone as part of its now-revered Green Umbrella series.
It's sort of like hitting the jackpot.
In 2011, the LA Phil commissioned a work by young composer Andrew Norman.
I mean, this series is known all over the country and the world as being a showcase for the most interesting things in new music. So for me, this was part electrifying and part terrifying.
Disney Hall is unquestionably unique, both outside and in. And that enduring gift is not lost on conductor Gustavo Dudamel.
For me, and for the orchestra, is something great to have an instrument where we can develop a sound. And this is the Disney Hall, an amazing and unique instrument. It's moving all the time. This place is like moving, it's waving all the time. It's calling you, it's taking you all the time to move. You know, architecture is harmony, it's sound, it's music, and I really love this place.
Disney Hall is spending this month celebrating its 10th anniversary.